are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I'm back, everybody. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. I filled in for Alan Stock on the Alan Stock Show today. So I'm doing about 5-6 hours of radio today. So I apologize if I sound a little tired. Apologize if I sound a little hoarse. But it was a great day because I got to, you know, put on my political hat. So it was a political show. And I could talk politics with the best of them. It was great. Of course, people were calling in going, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I got an issue with my knee. And, you know, of course, I dealt with some medical questions. But it was great. It was absolutely wonderful. Alan Stock, big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill, filling in for him, and I fill in for him again Friday. So, again, if I sound a little fatigued, I apologize. Don't worry, I'll get my energy up. I know, don't I always just sound sluggish, right? It sounds like I need some caffeine, doesn't it? All right. So thank you all for tuning in. Very, very good show. A lot of updates. If any breaking news comes in, I will tell you. I understand that many of you do not listen to me live, so I don't want to make the show sound like it's an older show, but if there are any medical updates, or not medical updates, or any news, breaking news with voters, etc., I am going to be injecting those, okay? All right, good, good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, I want to hear from you guys. Now, any questions, any comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you could follow up, or you could follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. Anything you want to do, I am good. Okay, so, well, what do I want to hit first? Oh, I know what we'll talk about first. It's always a fun one. Israeli man gives birth. Yep, a man in Israel who's transgender, 24 years old, actually gave birth at Sheba Medical Center. Yeah, shocked the hell out of the hospital, right? Okay, apparently he walked into the emergency room, informed the doctors that he underwent a sex change and is pregnant. While everybody was freaking out, you know, they said, look, just address me as a male. He had a sex change, but still kept his uterus, I guess. And so obviously in ovaries, obviously he was able to get pregnant. Yuval Topper, 24 years old, first Israeli transgender man to give birth. No pictures of this. Sorry. Usually I get pictures and I put on, I'll see if I can find a picture of an Israeli pregnant man. All right. Well, shalom and tov meod. I don't know what else to say, but, you know, that's going to be the newest thing. We're going to have lots of transgenders give birth. It's like, what was that other gentleman? Gosh, why can't I think of his name? He had two kids. Oh, I can't think of his name. And you know, there were pictures of him all over magazines here in America. And I mean, he had the smoothest skin. And I'm looking at this guy going, he looks like he doesn't have to shave. I have to shave. But these guys don't. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe transgenders, maybe because of the hormones or something. Does that kind of bother you that a transgender will have more estrogen than you? I mean, I'm going to look more manly. What do you do? I mean, yeah, I know I could go get some hormones, but I don't want to. But it's funny, as women age, we just get more masculine. You start, you know, your androgens are up, your estrogen goes down, your voice is lower, you start getting little hairs on your upper lip and on your chin, you know, you're just hairier, and it's, you know, you just don't glow, you aren't as feminine, you fart more, you know, we just are become less feminine, it stinks. No wonder men's sex drive, you know, drops. I don't even think it's testosterone. I just think it just, you know, their woman is starting to mask it a lot. Unless, of course, that's what the guy is into. So it's tough. We got a lot of competition out there, ladies. We really do. We got a lot of competition out there. It's tough. Really hard work trying to keep our man. In fact, it's interesting. There's a study later today, a report on how to keep your man healthy. All right, so we're going to talk. They tell it literally. That's what it's entitled: How to Keep Your Man Healthy. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how it looks like we are going deaf with our MP3 players. Yeah, well, we all knew that. More news about flushing the toilet and why you need to run. Also, looks like sea snails. They can actually help us cure learning disabilities. Little sea snails. Don't ask why. And we have your monthly pet horoscope. Yes, there is a pet horoscope for your animals. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can we just stop? I don't think this is something to look forward to. What the heck is this talking about? All right, so you look up your pet's month of birth. I don't even think I really know my pet's month of birth. Okay, something here about their chew toy. Okay, so if your dog is an Aries, they say you need to make sure your little Aries doesn't overexert himself. You may need to force him to slow down and take a few breaths. Although it seems as if your friend has endless energy, this is a horoscope for your dog, they may not be able to stop themselves even if they are exhausted. As a pet parent, you must make sure you monitor your buddy and offer water or force them to take a break. My dogs are psycho dogs. How do you do that? How do you do that? And then I think Taurus, they say it's an opportune time to make the most of your chew toys, bones, or other anxiety-relieving apparatus. I hope if any of you have pets or listening to this, if the dog's in the car, they say for your Taurus dog, there is also a plethora of love energy reverberating around the universe now. Venus and Mars, the love duo, generates love vibes and passes them to your Taurus pet. You will be the lucky recipient of the positive feeling. Oh, okay, so they're going to try to, you know, hump your leg. You are your pet's favorite thing. Yeah, I've noticed. Enjoy the feeling of being number one and return the favor for love-filled month. No, no, my dog is horny as it is. Oh, this is ridiculous. I mean, I dig the horoscope thing. I mean, I'm Gemini. I'm June 16. So, I read it. And of course, you always find something that relates. You know, like it says, oh, this is going to be your month. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be my month. I'm going to, you know, get a TV show this month. And I'm like, you get all excited. Yeah, man, I'm running around all happy telling my husband, all right, this is going to be my month. And I was like, what are you talking about? You read your horoscope. So I the horoscopes are fun. I think the whole zodiac thing is cool. I just didn't realize that your pet would have a horoscope. I mean, I love my pets. My pets are like little people. But no, I am not going to read them a horoscope. And I'm not going to tell them they're going to find love. I don't want any more pets. Okay, no more mating. Please, please. All right, let's talk about some medical stuff when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How you all doing out there? Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com, and follow us on Twitter. We will try to get to all your emails. I do have a lot, and I know I feel bad, you know, because there's so much medical news. I want to get to that, but some of your emails are pretty cool. Some of the emails are pretty good, and I want to get to them. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring them. If I don't ever get your emails on air, you have noticed I do write you back. I do write you back personally. Some of you would probably, you know, rather have that, but one quick email here. Dr. Dahlia, what could you tell me about bedwetting? Well, it's a kind of a broad topic with bedwetting, but I'm probably assuming, when are you kind of concerned about it? When do you get concerned? When do you talk to a doctor? Usually I kind of tell people the magic age is kind of 6-7 years old. You know, if the kid's still wetting their bed 6-7 years old, I would probably actually start talking to your doctor a little sooner. All right. Because the earlier you start, the easier it is to address. All right, and bedwetting, but it's more concerning if your kid stopped bedwetting and then all of a sudden starts bedwetting again. Like, let's say your kid has been dry for 6 months, all of a sudden starts bedwetting again, that could be a concern. We always look at psychological issues. You know, did something happen? Is there a divorce in the family? Was there a death in the family? So that's always an issue. But one of the first things we do is whenever a child, you know, kind of bedwets newly, we check to make sure there's not an infection. You know, a lot of us women could attest to that. You know, sometimes we'll cough and sneeze and all of a sudden we start to pee and we're like, wait a second. Well, if you have an infection, of course, you have less of an ability to hold things. So, of course, with kids, we always check for infection. You know, sometimes course, we do the fluid restrictions. But, I mean, most of us know, you know, when we have to pee, we have to pee, whether we restrict it or fluid or not. Again, we do evaluate. Behavioral issues are a huge one. We also kind of look at, like, let's say, what if, you know, your child starts to get thirsty, you know, or starts to lose weight? We look at diabetes, right? You know, for adults, when you get up in the middle of the night to pee, but you get up to pee, you know, if a child doesn't get up to pee, that could still be a sign of diabetes. So, you know, also, you know, if you have, there's rashes and swelling and other issues, always a concern. But, you know, a lot of kids bed wet. We know that. And it takes training. Sometimes they do the alarm underpants. Sometimes they do the DDAVP nasal spray to help them not diurese, lower the amount of urination. But I would definitely recommend having them get to the doctor. Now, okay, could it ever be bad? Okay, could bedwetting ever be a real bad sign? Very, very rarely. I was asked to be a expert witness. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And, of course, I said no. You make good money, but I do not like testifying against other people. And the reason why is I could totally see why this one doctor did what they did. Well, apparently there was a patient, about 6-year-old, who was bedwetting. So the doctor, family doctor, sent the patient to the urologist. The urologist took a look, looked at everything, bladder, penis, et cetera, said, kid's fine. All right, you know, kid's fine, you know, back to you. All right, so the family doctor did some of the, you know, alarm pants and the DDAVP, et cetera. And then I guess parents moved, and when they went to a new doctor, the new doctor said, well, let's get a neurologist involved. So the doctor got a neurologist involved. The neurologist decided to do a scan of the back because by now the kid is 7-8 years old and found a tumor. So the first doctor was sued because failure to diagnose. We've talked about this a lot on the show, how doctors get sued, failure to diagnose. Now, was the doctor grossly negligent, the first one? They wanted me as a family doctor to say yes. They wanted me as an expert witness to say she was completely negligent. She should have gotten the child to the neurologist. Well, I was like, but my only problem with this, and the reason why I'm not going to do the case, is if you send the patient to the urologist is fine. This is a 6-7-year-old. I mean, how much are you going to poke and prod the kid? You're going to watch, try behavioral therapy, and then consider neurologist. But remember, there's no standard of when to refer. All right? This is what Obamacare wants to kind of, you know, step on and prevent. A lot of us doctors are saying, you know what, tech with this. I'm seeing our buddies get sued. We're just going to refer right away. And you bet your butt, after this case, I talked to a bunch of medical students and said, look, if the child's still bedwetting, refer them to neuro fast, because this other doctor is getting nailed because she didn't get a chance to refer them fast enough because they already went to a different doctor and the other doctor got credit for referring to the neurologist. But look at what an expensive workup for bedwetting. But again, one lawsuit could put a doctor out, and you are no good to your other patients if you get sued. So, yeah, you're going to have doctors now that will refer to the urologist and then refer to the neurologist the next day. I mean, crazy. And some could argue, well, should the neurologist have found the tumor? Again, there were no other signs, no other neurological signs except bedwetting. Well, it wasn't true bedwetting. It was incontinence. And it was incontinence because of a nerve impingement from the tumor. So, again, I don't want to say this to scare you. I don't want to say everybody that's bedwetting, you know, has a tumor, by no means. But this was a case that, again, I was asked to assist in, and I said no because, I mean, oh, my gosh. I mean, that, what a fluke. What a fluke. Now, from what I understand, the child was operated on and was fine, maybe had a little bit of neurological deficit. Well, that's what happened. The new family doctor, you know, being Monday morning quarterback, got to see a child who already started to have some neurological deficits and said, you know what, now let's get an MRI, or let's get a neurologist involved. The neurologist ordered the MRI. Most of the time when a family doc orders it, insurance says no. Neurologist ordered it, and it was found. But, you know, when you look back to the Polaroid a year before, that's not what you see. So unfortunately now I've had to teach a lot of students, look, you know, any persistent bedwetting, get the neurologist involved, get an MRI. It's an expensive workup. This is why healthcare costs are up, but we learned there was a kid with a tumor. You don't want a kid having a tumor. You don't want to have a kid having a tumor that's growing, you know, and you don't want to blame the kid up for bedwetting and yell at him and fluid restrict when he actually has something growing. You know, so it is. I mean, it's a shame it happened. But unfortunately, these stories that I share with you is kind of the root of, I think, a lot of our healthcare issues. You know, and I don't ever know what happened to that doctor, but from what I understood, it didn't go well. I think they settled. I mean, there was no way for that doctor to defend themselves. And which I think is ridiculous because, you know, they tried to defend themselves by saying, but we sent the urologist. OK, that's standard of care. But the other side, you know, easily, because we talk about a little kid with a tumor. Very easy to make the doctor look like the bad guy. Very easy. And again, it's a shame. It's a shame. Maybe the doctor should have gotten the neurologist involved. Now, I would say yes, because I'm telling everybody, you know, screw healthcare costs. Get them into a neurologist to look for a tumor. But that's not the way you practice medicine. You don't practice medicine that way. It's an art. All right. But again, that is a very rare, odd case. Usually with bedwetting, there's a lot of things you could do from a behavioral standpoint. And it's, you know, a lot of these kids, they sleep heavy. You know, they do. I like my kids, you know, the alarm goes off and they don't get up. They don't pee in their beds, thank God. But I mean, the alarm is going off for 20 minutes. The dogs are barking. Everybody's upset. Everybody's tired, right, of listening to them. The kids are still asleep. Some of these kids, when they're real heavy sleepers, you know, you're finally like, oh, great, my kid sleeps through the night. Unfortunately, the kid sleeps through the night, and then he wets his bed. And it's an issue. It's an issue, you know. We have pee-pee house. You got the dogs doing pee-pee house. You got the cats doing pee-pee house. You don't want the, you know, kids to do pee-pee house. But it happens. It happens. All right. So that's that on bedwetting. All right. Great email. Again, we'll try to get to as many of your emails as we can. You know, well, you know, come to think of it, I don't have this email in front of me, but on that same note, somebody had asked me, what about nightmares? You know, what can I do? My kid has nightmares. And I'm sorry I don't have the email in front of me. That's always a good topic. Again, with nightmares, you know, you want the kid comfy. You want the kid cozy. Don't let your kid play these video games, Modern Warfare, Call of Duty, First Blood. I don't know what. Okay, don't let your kids do that. Don't let your kids see, you know, some of these shows, all right, TV shows before they go to bed. You want to make sure that they have, you know, very comfortable bed, because a lot of times you have something hard, like if they're sleeping on their Etchy Sketch, it feels like a knife in their back. Well, then they'll dream about a knife in the back. You know, so those are kind of issues. But you want to have a pretty religious bedtime with your kids anyway. You want to make sure they go to bed. You know, I tell my kids, say your prayers, think happy thoughts, etc. They don't get nightmares as much anymore. You know, they usually most of their nightmares was me. Ah, it's mommy, ah. So they don't really, you know. And, you know, kind of have them have some, you know, routine, bedtime routines. You know, those baths are always nice, those warm baths that I guess there's this one type of, I can't think of it, lavender bath is always kind of nice. You can even cuddle with them. It's okay to climb into bed, cuddle with them, and then when they fall asleep, you know, there's ways to do it. Again, it's interesting because kids have stresses just like us, you know, and they will process things that they see in movie, even these cartoons. I see these cartoons, even Simpsons. You know, when Homer strangles Bart, kids get nightmares from that look of Bart being strangled and his tongue sticking out. Now, you and I think Simpsons are funny. Kids think Simpsons are funny, but that may be just too much for your kid. So you need to really take a look at that. Of course, you want to watch. Sometimes medicines could do it. But for most kids, again, just try to do the coaxing. Make sure they relax and they don't go to bed stressful thinking about their day. All right? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy, it's Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I'm sorry if I'm not live, if you're listening to me right now. Just the latest news. I know many of you, by the time you're going to listen to this, the Iowa caucuses will be over. But right now, at 22% of the vote reporting, it is an absolute dead tie, dead heat between Paul Perry and Santorum. I mean, we are talking, they are all at right now 22% of the vote, each of them. So not all the precincts, of course, have reported in, only 22%. I'm sure by the time you hear this, we'll already have the results. But dang, that is close. I mean, you know, I've been just watching the whole psychology of the votes and the polls. And I mean, look at this with Santorum. I mean, you know, maybe it's because I wasn't in radio a while back. And, you know, I never really watched politics as closely as I've done, you know, the last few years. But, I mean, has it always been like this where you have so many different front runners? You know, I mean, at first Perry and Romney were the big front runners. Then it was Romney and Kane. Then they said Kane was going to take this over. And then Kane went down and it was Newt. All right. And then Newt did well. And then as Newt fell, Ron Paul. And then all of a sudden here's Santorum coming in. I mean, maybe that's what happens. I mean, I'm assuming that's what happens because remember, this time last year, Mike Huckabee won Iowa and John McCain came in fourth. So I think it was Huckabee Romney, Paul McCain. So, but I mean, it just, you know, wow. I mean, if Santorum ends up winning Iowa, I got to give him kudos. Wow. And Santorum never really got as much time, because remember with the debates, when you saw these presidential primary debates, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry were usually the front two. They had those two the front. And I don't think it really did any favors to Rick Perry to be standing next to Mitt Romney. I mean, I think Mitt Romney's a very handsome man. I think Rick Perry isn't that bad. But when you compare both of them, Rick looked a lot more, Governor Perry looked a lot more weathered, you know, more leathery and older. And so, you need to be careful who they're putting you next to. Michelle Bachmann looked great. I know a lot of people don't like her, but I have to admit, I mean, she looked excellent. But, of course, being the only woman, you know, I got to tell you, if I ever ran for office, I couldn't run against another woman, right, because I wouldn't look as good. You know, you got to be the only woman in the room, and then you look good. And remember Herman Cain they had on the outskirts, and then finally they brought him in when he was doing better in the polls. And Santorum was always in the flank. He was always there laterally, and same place. And I know he must have gotten ticked because, you know, maybe it's because he was younger, Senator Santorum. Maybe, everybody was concentrating on Romney. So it's kind of interesting to see him make this surge. And I think more people are kind of learning about him. But, you know, keep in mind, again, the press has not had a chance to rip him to pieces. That's what happened with Cain. You know, before the press got involved, Cain was doing wonderful, just wonderfully. Then, of course, you know, they found out about some past issues, and, of course, that, you know, hit the news, and he was out. And then Newt starts soaring because people are listening to him in the debate going, damn, this guy's smart. Damn, he knows what he's doing. He'll eat Obama alive in a debate. We like him. And then the media, of course, brought up his past and ripped him to pieces. And so, you know, hopefully if Santorum and Romney, you know, have a very, very clean pass, they'll do well. Paul is shocking a lot of people. See, Ron Paul's campaign, and you all know I've definitely had some, you know, criticisms of things he said in the past, but I do have to give him, they organize. I mean, when people are for Ron Paul, they are really for Ron Paul. I mean, die hard. In fact, it's very interesting. When I've had arguments, like today on the Alan Stock Show, I, you know, when some of the liberal people called, you know, because they had concerns with what I was saying about Obamacare and Occupy, you know, Wall Street, etc. You know, it was actually easier to talk to them than somebody who was for Ron Paul and for his foreign policies. I mean, I never thought I would say that it would be easier to have a conversation with a liberal than somebody for Ron Paul. I was shy. I mean, people who love Ron Paul, they love him. And whew, they get touchy. You can't say anything against Ron Paul. You can't. You know, but I got to admit, you know, if Santorum or Romney do make it, I mean, as much as I think Newt is extremely smart, and I got to tell you, I think Michelle Bachmann's a very smart gal, too. You know, there is some youth going towards this presidency. And remember, we're dealing with a very youthful president. I mean, Barack Obama, as much as we may hate his policies, as much as we may have problems with how he's run things, all right, I believe he has, in the past few months, had an amazing PR team. I mean, here he is, he's holding a little baby, and the little baby is putting, you know, his fingers in Obama's mouth, and Obama pretends to chew it and stuff like that. I mean, that is exactly what moms eat up. Moms love it when little babies put their fingers in daddy's mouths. They love that. Not to mention, the kid obviously liked President Obama. So, you know, they caught that on camera. You know, they're giving babies to the president. They're having the president go into Best Buy and PetSmart, where many of us frequent all the time. You know, they had him, hang out with the sportscasters during the Army-Navy game, college football in Washington. He was just shooting the breeze. So from a PR standpoint, he is really appealing to the youth. And so a big problem people had with Newt is Newt too old? You know, problem people have with Paul is Paul too old? Yet here's Ron Paul. He's getting a lot of support from colleges, from young people. Young people love Ron Paul. I mean, just shocking. So you may think you know an election. You may think you know, you know, how a candidate's going to work. Now, of course, I do blame media for a lot of the faux pas and, you know, things we've seen. I mean, you know, Rick Perry obviously didn't do that good a job in the middle of a debate having his brain fart. But, of course, you know, everybody kind of took that. It was you know, news. It was news. They were able to make news out of Rick Perry's brain fart. But, you know, it's being at the right place at the right time. Right, with the media minding their own business, and that's what you need. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with that. But I got to tell you, I did not expect all these, you know, highs and lows in this presidential primary. And again, when we were talking yesterday about who had won the caucuses last year, Huckabee took a lot of states. Romney took a lot of states, you know, but McCain later in the race consistently boom, 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 boom. You know, and many people were familiar with McCain. You know, this time last year, January, first week of January last year, you know, many people, they really didn't know McCain as much as Huckabee. People knew a lot more about Huckabee. Then I guess people learned about McCain. The media didn't slaughter him, or they wanted to wait until after he got the nomination to then slaughter him in the media. And he was able to just gain strength. So it's going to be interesting. Again, whatever happens with the Iowa caucus today, you know, whatever happens with that, again, it's only one of the caucuses. So if your person doesn't win, you know, no need to freak out. But, you know, wow, it doesn't matter how low you are on the polls. I mean, Herman Cain used to be 8%. 5%, he was able to go right up to the top. If all that media frenzy and his past issues hadn't come up and he didn't have that past, you know, we really could have been looking at Herman Cain beating, you know, and why is this happening? I mean, Romney's been, you know, very stable, very consistent. You know, people who like Romney, they like Romney. And I think he'll do a good job. But again, he's a lot more moderate than most conservatives want right now. And the one thing we're hearing in a lot of interviews is people wish they could take a piece of Santorum, a piece of Paul, a piece of Romney, some of Newt, a little bit of each, and put it together into one super candidate. Well, again, that's why you have a vice president. You know, you pick one of them as a vice president. You know, this time last year, I mean, not last year, but in 2008, in the Iowa caucuses, Joe Biden barely made a showing. Barack Obama won, and Joe Biden had less than 9% of the vote. But they decided to choose him for vice president. So it usually is the top two winners. But also, a big problem these people are going to have is they've been ripping each other a new one left and right. That's what's going to be used against them in the election. So, you know, I wish they had a cleaner campaign. But if you think about it, Romney had to show he had the guts. And so, yeah, Romney got a little down and dirty. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orticillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. And again, I wonder when is the last day we're allowed to say Happy New Year. You know, last year, I think I went all the way to January 10th going Happy New Year, you know, because I hadn't seen a patient in a while. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's the start of the new year. We're at day 10. You know, I like to push it as long as I can, right until it gets awkward. And once it's awkward, then, you know, it's too late. So I'm going to see if I can go past January 10th. It's just kind of like a little thing we do at the office. How can we say Happy New Year without it, you know, being too long into it? All right. So sea snails may lead to possible cure for learning impairments. It's been a while since I took biology. I majored in biology. Minored in chemistry in college. So And I don't know too much about, I don't remember. I remember we'd had to dissect a snail, right? That took 2 seconds to dissect a snail. But they say you're a species of sea snail known as Aplysia californica. Is helping scientists in their efforts to find a cure for people with learning impairments. The mollusk, which is used by researchers to study the brain, has much in common with other species, including humans. Really? Yeah, you know, I gotta tell you, when my kids have to get ready for school, that's exactly what they do. They slow. Really. Brush your teeth. Research involving the snail has contributed to the understanding of learning and memory. Neuroscientists at the University of Texas Health Center at Houston used this animal model to test an innovative learning strategy designed to help improve the brain's memory, and the results were encouraging. How do you work with a snail? All right. Oh, they're not telling us. The strategy was used to identify times when the brain was primed for learning, which in turn facilitated the scheduling of learning sessions during these peak periods. It still doesn't tell me anything. I still don't understand what the hell they did. The study shows the feasibility of using computational methods to assist in the design of training schedules. Okay, you know what? I'm dumber than a snail. I really don't understand what they just said. Okay, I guess they're now looking at sea snails, right, and figuring out how we learn, I guess. Oh, my gosh, you know? Oh, you guys are going to love this one. They did a study, right, where teenagers looked in, this was in Australia, to see if they could go almost a month, or if not 3 months, without washing their jeans, and would they smell worse? Okay, this is science. You know what? I'd rather the kids do this than smoke pot, so all the power to them. A team of 30 volunteers in Australia agreed to wear a pair of denims 5 days a week for 3 months without going anywhere near a washing machine. Okay? And then when the well-worn garments were put to the smell test, researchers came up with the discovery that the jeans didn't actually smell that bad. 3 months? Are they kidding me? 3 months? They said they just smell like people. The jeans were donated by a local label, and the volunteers equally split between men and women, ranged in age from 18 to 56. They were regularly interviewed. They discovered that men appeared more conscious of their own odor and went to extra lengths to make sure undergarments were clean, which perhaps explains why their jeans were no more pungent than female volunteers. Is this making you guys sick? I'm getting sick. And they said while the volunteers longed to throw their jeans in the wash at some point, by the end of the experiment, half were content to continue wearing their garments without a visit to the laundrette. I guess they call it the laundrette in Europe. They believe this experiment could have an impact on the environment because we could save thousands of liters of water, right? Not gallons. You guys figure out liters and gallons. And electricity and detergent consumption by not washing our jeans. The students are now planning to display the 30 pairs of denim, really, in an exhibition, allowing people to take a sniff. I'm just nauseated by this. Really? Really? Okay, you know. Oh, man, the sweat, the jock itch, yeast infections, periods, really? Come on, I'm a doctor, and I would say no. No, this doesn't fly. This 3 months, that's 90 days. Really, people? All right, what else is in the news? Can we go above the waist here? Okay, MP3 players. A new study suggests that 90% of New York City residents may be at risk for hearing loss due to noise exposure, with the MP3 players being the major culprit. Of course, I've been saying that for years. All right, so this was a study done in New York, okay? They looked at 4,500 New York City residents who were recruited at street fairs in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and Bronx. Participants in the 2008-2009 surveys received a dollar lottery ticket in exchange for taking part in answering questions about topics like their work lives, their time spent, etc. Anyway, they said 9 out of 10 New Yorkers are at risk for hearing loss when you look at their total noise exposure, MP3 players plus work plus riding the transit. I mean, I've been on the subways. They are loud. Absolutely. You know, we've talked about the decibels. I believe you need to be under 80 decibels. And unfortunately, with these MP3 players and people racking up the sound, you know, I mean, with us, we have hands-free in our car now with our cell phones. So my cell phone, you know, has to be down on my lap or something. But I've noticed if I want to play a song, you know, I'm kind of laying it on my shoulder. I mean, I'm afraid of using the little headphones, you know, because they go right into the ear. But I'm jacking up. But also my hearing's going down. My hearing's been going down because, you know, remember, I grew up in the 80s. So Def Leppard and Aerosmith and Bon Jovi. I mean, that stuff was just banging, you know, as loud as it could. I just was, everything had to be louder. So, yeah, I lost some hearing. That's why I talk loud. I've definitely lost some hearing. But these MP3 players, guys, I can't stand it. You see little three-year-olds, right? Mom is hooking them up to their iPhone and or their iPod and hooking them up. I don't like those. And, you know, if your ears get itchy, it may be those little headphones. You know, when your ears get itchy, I can't tell you how many people I have to, like, prescribe a little cortisone or something because they start getting eczema or an issue in their ear canals. It's not the best thing. You got to give your ears rest, okay? Well, after the Dr. Dolly Show, you don't have to lower the radio now. But, you know, you don't have to listen to me that loud. I speak loud enough. Just lower everything. Try to train yourself to be comfortable lowering. I mean, I know with me on the TV, I have it loud so that I can hear it in every room. That's not right because then you go into the family room and your little kid is sitting there in front of the loud TV. You know, just watch what you're doing, okay? Also in the news today, you know, these PIP breast implants still, you know, and it's going to be in the news for a while because now all the countries that use them are contemplating removing them and paying for the removal. It looks like France had already said, no problem, we're going to remove the 30,000, well, not 30,000, it'd be 60,000 times two, breast implants that affected 30,000 women because these PIP breast implants had used a cheaper form of a silicone and had an increased risk of rupture rate. Well, England comes in and says, oh, no, no, no. The UK says, no. Government review into the rupture rate says no evidence for removing them. No evidence. That's from the health secretary, Andrew Lansley. So, yeah, remember, these guys over there in Europe, all right, they're spending a lot of money already on health care, et cetera. They're in trouble over there money-wise. So, no, they don't want to take on this whole breast implant thing. So, apparently, Mr. Lansley told BBC, the overwhelming evidence continues to support the advice we're giving women previously. It's not advisable for women to routinely have implants removed because the risk associated with the operation of that kind would outweigh the benefit of removing the implants. Now, these PIP implants were banned about a year and a half ago because they used an industrial-grade silicone gel rather than the medical grade and had an increased risk of rupturing. There was even a report that possibly 20 people ended up acquiring breast cancer. We don't know from the implant, but these people with the PIP implants had breast cancer, so they're trying to find a relationship. Now, you know, it's funny because you have one country saying, no worries, we got it. You know, but now you have England going, no. And you know what? I've been watching England pretty closely, right? Because they've been having so many issues now with healthcare, the healthcare system, right? Testing out some private issues. So, and they aren't telling us how many women in England have this, but I'm sure it's a good amount. I mean, if that was the implant that was used, the silicone implant, it's just you wonder how something like that could get through. It didn't get through our FDA. Our FDA back in 2000 didn't like it. You know, all right, really quickly, flushing the toilet can spread diarrhea disease. Researchers from Leeds Teaching Hospitals said C. difficile is frequently found in hospitals and long-term care facilities, can spew nearly 10 inches above the toilet seat after flushing. That's why you guys got to flush and run. Don't sit there and watch the poo-poo go down. Flush and run. Don't breathe it in. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.